Shalom Tas, Yom Beis, Chaf Chas Taibis.
So we're holding in Taisves. Taisves is Mamshich. What would be if the Tnai was Al-Menas Shiloitinosi Veloitibali? And the Taisus is busy asking the Shaila why the Tana doesn't write down Balasa Tnai that could patter the Tzor. And of them Taisus says that in Balasa Tnai is Leidomi Lachisisho. So the first Chalik of Taisus spoke out about Balasa Tnai that the Tnai was other Al-Menas Shiloitibali. Other the Tnai was Al Menashe Loiti Nosi. So Taisa says it's Loidomi Lachis Isho, because Lachis Isho is also Sai Biznus, Sai Benesuim, you can't do Kiddushim. And the Balas Tnai, other is a Tnai of Shiloiti Bali Leploini, to Ruven, other the Tnai was Shiloiti Nosi. So now Taisa says Mamshech. So maybe what is this such a problem? If the reason it's Loidomi Lachis Isho, because this Tznai is like this, and this Tznai is like this. Lo me'arayim gimol, the Mishnah in a case that he made a double Tznai. Amenai shelo iti bo'ali velo iti nosi. And when you make a double Tznai, amenai shelo iti bo'ali velo iti nosi, so you don't have the answer of le'idomi la'achisisho, because there, she's muto biznus, or she's muto b'kiddushin, here she's mufke in gantz. So Taisa, so ba'amenai shelo iti nosi velo iti bo'ali nami. So lechure, I asked the kasha why the Tana doesn't write balas atnai. I lechure, and I answered because it's leidomi lachis isho. I could have a chetimza that it is domi lachis isho. What is the chetimza that is domi lachis isho? But menashe leiti bo ali veleiti nosi. Zok teisves. I choshiv shir kmo bechutz miploini im ken shari lekenisus leochiv koida. So Taisus Batsim said like this. The reason in the beginning I didn't want to speak about a double Tnai, and I spoke about a Tnai, Odo Shleiti Bali, Odo Shleiti Nosi, because I have a tzad that Shleiti Bali Veleiti Nosi has the same koyach, it turns to become a chutz. Why? Because Be'etzem, he doesn't let her to marry Reuven. Saibin is suing, Saibin is nus. He blocks her completely from Reuven. So it becomes like a chutz. And if it becomes like a chutz, could be bichlal the kasha as nishken kasha if it becomes like a chutz. Why? So Loshon HaTeisus is, Uba amenash lo iti bolin, lo iti bolin, nosif ti bolin nami, ichoshiv shiur kmoi bechutz miploini, im ken shari li kenisus lo achiv koidem. So it's bichlal nishken kasha. Teis doesn't explain why. And as a machlekes Maharsho and Maharshal, how to understand Pshat. The Maharshal says like this. Again, we're speaking about Yaakov divorced his wife, Al Menas, Shaloiti Bali, Vlaitinosi, Leruven. So we look at it, Kilu, he made a chutz. Arad Megoresh, Slecholoilom, chutz miruven. So if this is the case, if she married Shimon, she's allowed to marry Reuven. Why? That's Loshna Teisvis. Im ken shari le kinisas leochiv koide. Why? Le maise he divorced the chutz from Reuven. Zog the Maharshal, the longest is like Taisus and Kiddushin, and Gittin. Taisus and Gittin says that when a person is megarish isha chutz from Reuven, and she marries Shimon, and Shimon divorces her, she's allowed to marry Reuven. If he says, Ariad Megureshes Likola Oilom Al Menas Shaloitinosi Le Reuven, so if she marries Shimon, she's vital not allowed to marry Reuven. He made it tonight that if you marry Reuven, you never divorce. But if he said, Chutz from Reuven, and she marries Shimon, she's allowed to go and marry Reuven after Shimon. Why? So Reb Shimon Shkop in Gittin explains it, Bezan Nusach. Reb Shimon says like this, when you divorce a Isha, Chutz from Reuven, so what is the Pshat? Klape Shimon, you divorce in Gansen. Klape the ganze Welt, you divorce in Gansen. Klape Reuven, you not divorce. Klape the ganze Welt, you divorce. Klape Reuven, you not divorce. Vemele. So my matzav is that I'm divorced klapi the ganze welt, chutz from Reuven. Klapi Reuven, I'm not divorced. I go and I marry Shimon. What happens when I marry Shimon? Klapi Shimon, I'm divorced in ganz. Klapi Shimon, I'm divorced in ganz. So Shimon becomes my husband completely. When Shimon is my husband completely, so there's nothing left of my marriage to Yankov. Yaakov divorced me chutz from Reuven. But I got me the whole world, I'm divorced in Gantz. The whole world, I'm divorced in Gantz. Nothing is left. Klapi Reuven, I'm not divorced at all. Say it. Now when I'm going Klapi Shimon, I'm divorced in Gantzen. Val Klapi Shimon, I'm divorced in Gantzen. So when I'm going and I marry Shimon, the Kiddushin Atoif is to Shimon and Gantzen. Right? So now I'm Eishes Shimon. So Eishes Yankov is over. So when Shimon divorces me, I'm allowed to go marry Reuven. Nothing was left from the issues of Reuven. From Yaakov. Yaakov said, chutz from Reuven. Legabi Reuven, it never happened. Oh, but legabi Shimon, it happened. So if it happened, legabi Shimon, so Shimon could marry. When Shimon marries, he chaps the ganze issues. So Eishes Yaakov is nisroik noel of legamri. So Eishes Yaakov nisroik noel of legamri. So now he's complete a wife of Shimon. So when Shimon dies, Reuven could marry her. Masha'enken ba'al menas. She's divorced lekol ha'olam. No, it's a tnai. If it will rain tomorrow, I'm not divorcing you. If you marry Reuven, I'm not divorcing you. So you're right that you married Shimon, but if now you go and you marry Reuven after it, so it's nizbar that the gerushin will never a gerushin, and b'meli you but marrying geishas ish. So what if you married Shimon? I said you divorce silent Reuven, silent Shimon. So I made it tonight that if you marry Reuven, I die to the ochre and not megarish you. So what if you married Shimon first? If it's a chutz, it's not a tonight. It's a shiur klapi Reuven, aber klapi Shimon is a gerushin gmurim. So when you chab Shimon, it's an isroikna. So this is the way the Marshal is mefarash teisus. The yichoshiv kechutz im ken, when she married Shimon, she's now muter to Reuven. This is the way the Marshal explains it. The Marshal says, no, Teisus is not going with this landis. Stam b'derech agav, the Birkas Avrom, says, midaf nishkumen to the Reb Shimon. You could explain it on the Reb Shimon. It says like this. When a person divorces someone, chutz from Reuven, so klapi Shimon divorce in Gansu. Klapi Reuven bichlal not. Right, so here's the pella. Okay, so Shimon has a right, but why when Shimon divorces, Reuven is allowed to klapi Reuven, it never happened. So Shimon Shkab says, an isroik naza. He chab tzachet. Chidush of Shimon. So the Birkas Avrom, I could say much more simple. Klapi Shimon, she's not married. So Shimon married her. So now she's Eishes Ish from Shimon. So she's the Erva and Yankov, right? So it's Paki the issues of Yankov. Because Yankov's not allowed to touch her that time. She's also. And that means that it's Paki, it's Patsy and Gansen. So Mele, she's Mutter to Reuven. So Mele, she's Mutter to Reuven. Masha'enken Baal Menas. The issues is there. And the tzad that Tamari over and the tnai, she was never divorced, and not Eishes Shimon was chal, and nothing was chal. So Melef, in the end, she marries Reuven, he's marrying Eishes Ish. So other the Hezbollah of Reb Shimon Shkop, other the Hezbollah of Birkas Avram, but not in the Avonah, the Intasis. First, but that's a Tasis. Mikol Mekoyim. So this is the way the Marshal in Pshat Tesis. So if the Almenas Shleiti Bali with the Lossi twins to become a Chutz, but Melef, she marries Shimon Shari to Reuven. The Marshal says it's not the Kavon in Tesis. Tesis is pushed going Kemanda Omar and Gittin that B'chutz is B'chlam Nish can get. So the Lashon HaTeis is not so gishmak, but Teis means to say, if it's a shiur, so it's a Chutz. So Chutz is B'chlam Nish can a Gerushin. So B'chlam she couldn't marry Shimon. So if she married Shimon, it's only if Yaakov is dead. So, manafshach, it's mutter to Reuven. Other she's bichlam nishken eishes Shimon. Other she's not eishes Yankov. But the get is bichlam nishken get. So she's not married, allowed to marry bichlam Shimon. For sure, it's more mashma and tasteless to learn like the Marshal. That it became like a chutz. And if you married Shimon, the mele you mutter to Reuven. Masha'enken, lefi the Marshal, taste means to say that if it's a chutz, the gerushin was not chal and she was not allowed to marry Shimon bichlal. And the only case that she's allowed to marry Shimon is if Yaakov is dead. So then she's bichlal nishken eishes ish. So mele is not negiah to the sugi. These are the two esberim bepshat ha-tesfus. The Marshif and Gittin says that the Marshal, even at the pshat ha-tesfus, it's mashma like to learn like the Marshal. It's much more gishmak to learn in tesis al derech ha-marshal. The loshen is noita al derech ha-marshal. But b'cheshbon zog the Maram Shif, it doesn't help the Marshal. Because even if al-menas turns to become a chutz, and it means that Klapi, the whole world, she's divorced chutz from Reuven, and after she marries Shimon, Bemele is a paki, and Bemele she's allowed to marry Reuven, or Beravada, the person also made a tnai. It's also a chutz, but it's also a tnai. And while it's also a tnai, if to marry she will marry Reuven, so Nisbar Lemafreda was never a get, and Bemele she's not Eish Shimon. So you can't learn like the Maharshal that Bemele she's mutter to Reuven because it was paki after she married Shimon, the ganze Ishus was Nisroikno. You're right, it could be this happens in Chutz, but this Chutz is Giboit from Almenas. So even if it's a paki and Bemele she's mutter to Reuven, but if she marries Reuven, Nisbar that the get to Shimon was never a get, and the get was Bichal Nishke get. And the Melish is Eishasish, and it's again also. So, Pelef into the Marashodo. Mikol Mokoyim Tastes is Mamshich. Vafilu im lo yichoshiv shiur, Lam is talking that it's not a shiur, so it's a normal almanas. So, Bemele again. Almanash lo yitinosiv lo yitibali le Reuven. So, Yaakov divorced her. Almanash lo yitibali. And now Shimon married her, Beisu, but Shimon has married her. And now when Shimon dies, she cannot do Yibum to Reuven, because if she marries Reuven, she's a Ishas Ish. So Bemele Frektei says, letter to Pater the Tzara, Slacha Erbe von Ishas Ish. Mikol Mokrim Zektei says, why she doesn't Pater the Tzara? Loidomi Lachis Isha. So before it was Leidomi because it was only a Chatzi Tnai. Now we're going that it's a full Tnai. Mikol Mokim Leidomi Leachis Isha. The Osam B'Shas Nefila Ava Achis Ishtoi. Ava Loche B'Shas Nefila Eino Ishas Is. Ad Shetibo Eloi. So it says it's Leidomi Leachis Isha. Achis Isha B'Shas Nefila, she's already a Erve. She's not already a Erve. She's only a Erve B'Shas Nebiyah. So she's an erve for Yibum. Or because, man, you didn't bake the beer, the valsh is not an erve. The valsh is not an erve. So while the valsh is not an erve, so the Mele Tesis doesn't say that she herself is not called an erve. It's mashma from Tesis that she herself is potum Yibum v'chalitze. Tesis says, not veloy bemele she's not potu, aber it's loy domit achis isha to pater. Achis isha b'shas de nefile, the erve is sitting on her already. She's an erve for beer. Mashenken de isha see, she's not an erve for beer. Only when you will do a beer, then she'll become an erve. So again, I want to be madgish. Taisus doesn't say so bemele she's golni, she's a normal yavama. Just when you will do yibum, you will have a problem. These are not the words of Taisus. Taisus doesn't say she's a normal yavama. Taisus says, but it's loidomi lachis isha. She herself, she understands that she's potu, but it's loidomi lachis isha. Ve'afilu zok Taisus, why not? Tachshaveno ishas ish kevin shemitam ishas ish asura libo eloi. Aber lemaise, now if she asks a shaila, we tell her that she cannot do yibum because ishas ish. So it's called that it's dear. First they said, it's not dear. It's not ishas ish. When you do the beer, she becomes ishas ish. So you can't say that it's like the erva, that the erva is already parking. So they, but lemaise, she can't do beer now because ishas ish. So maybe it is called ishas ish. Loidomi. So you can't say Leidomi because it's not there. This was the first line. The Leidomi, the first sad was it's called Leidomi because only when you do the beer, the erva really comes. The vile, she's a normal isha. We know if we'll do a beer, she will be also. And I feel if you will say a lady that you can't do a beer because the erva is already called the erva, Leidomi. Kevon shim tiboy la yovam shasura olov. Have ishas ish. Veloy have ishas ochiv meoilom. Hilkach leipotro tzarosa. Taisus says very interesting words. Again, the first side that it's not called the erve, because the erve is not there yet. But I feel to say that a lady that they can't do yibum because the erve is already called the erve. If we say a lady that cannot do yibum because the erve is already a erve, so why she doesn't part of the tzor? It's lo yidomi lachis isha. Because if she will do a bia, she will never be a shesach be'olam. So she can't pater the tzor. Hilkach loipotro tzoroso. What is the hesber? So Reb Nochem and Sefer says the two pashtes hesberim and teisves. So it's like this. The first line said, very simple. The mice said, while the erva is not here, evi achis isha, now she's achis isha. She's in potential to go. And I feel if you say that potential is kilu, it's here. So like teisves, you write that it's kilu here. But when it will happen, What will happen when you will do the bia? When you will do the bia, something will happen. She will stop to be a shesach. So she's never erve leibum. When you do the bia, she's not yibum. So it's not erve leibum. So she can't bother the tzor. Achisisha is the erve. When you will want to do yibum, you'll meet it. And a better nusach zakeb nochem, she's never a tzoras erve. Tzoras erve has to be that she's a shesach with the other one. This erve is not tzoras erve. Because if a zeibata, she's a erve, she's not a tzor. If she's a tzor, she's not an erve. If she's an erve, she's not a tzor. If she's together with her in the house, she will never be eishes ish. She was never eishes ach and eishes ish. When she's eishes ach, she's not eishes ish. When she's eishes ish, she's not eishes ach. It's not called tzor herself. Up again, Rav Nachum was mendag the whole time in Tesis. Two svores, why it's loidomi lachos isha. Two svores, dainu, it's meduik in Tesis that she herself, while the maisa you can do yibum, Tesis calls it the erve that is potum yibum v'chalitze. We'll see the rishonim are mesupik on it. And Tesis is no tzat that she's chay v'chalitze. Tesis is not clearing b'chlal what is happening with her. Tesis is mashal, if you wanted it to be written in the Mishnah, avada should be potum yibum v'chalitze. All the list of the Mishnah is, poitro tzorosev, v'tzoros tzorosev, and achalitze v'na yibum. Tesis never had a tzat that she has to have chalitze. And the whole nesa in Tesis is, the whole Nesa and Tesis is the Loidomi Lachis Isha. What is the Loidomi Lachis Isha in the Tesis? The Loidomi Lachis Isha in the Tesis is that she herself, the Erva is not here yet. Allah Ara is the Erva is here. And even if you will say that because the Tamaro it's already called, that the Ishisach is here, so the Mele, it's enough a reason, but she will never be a Tzoras Erve, because when she'll be a Erve, she'll not Erve Leibum, or she'll not be a Tzoras Erve. Rebbe Ochber and Simon Hay wanted to be Mechade the vote. We'll see later, it's not so simple. But as Rebbe Ochber said, if you want to chab good the thesis, I'll give you the moshul. It's the oimik from Rebbe Ochber. What would be if the Balas Atnai is also Bitoy? She patters the Tzora or not? This balas atnai is also bitoy. She will patter the tzora or not? No. Think. Rebbe Ochber says yes. So we have a Kabbalah from Rebbe Ochber says yes. If Rebbe Ochber says yes, says yes. But I'm not betrach. Why? So Rebbe Ochber, what is the lombus of thesis? And both tzedodim. That while the vash is not a erve, when you will do a bia, she will be a erve. So felt in the erve leibu, or when you will do a bia, she will not be a yevomus. It's not so even if it's al shema osich, she's really called a shesish, but she's not a shesish leibu. She's not a shesish b'tzoras erve. But the bitter is a bitter now. The bitter is a bitter now. Zok Baruch Ber. The balasatnai, the ishesish is not a ishesish now. When it will be a ishesish? When she will not be a ishesach. But the bitoy is when she's a ishesach, before the bia. Before the ishesach went off, she was already a bitoy leibu. So b'meile, if she will be a bitoy, she will patter the tzor. B'meile, if she will be a bitoy, so you borch ber, avada she will patter the tzor. Lemoshul, Reb Nochum was marim mokim. The Teisus HaRosh brings down Teisus, and he says a different teretz in Teisus, the Teisus HaRosh. Bashkof HaRishon, it looks, the Teisus HaRosh says word by word Teisus. But Teisus HaRosh says a under a teretz. He doesn't say Veloidomi Lachos Isha. The Teisus HaRosh says a different teretz. Zog the Teisus HaRosh, you know why he doesn't patter the Tzoro? Who could patter the tzoro? Only one that if she will not be a erve and you will do yibum, she will patter the tzoro because you enough to do yibum to one. So when she's a erve, she's mafkia the other one. Who is a tzoras erve? Is a one that when you do yibum to her, you patter the tzoro. So when she's a tzoras erve, she patters. This issue, if you will do yibum to her, you will not patter the tzoro. Forget about the aveira shaboy. Because if you will do yibum, she was never married to your brother. So she will never patter the tzoro. A lady that when you will do yibum to her, she will not patter the tzoro, she doesn't have a shame tzoras erve. So even if she's a bitoy, but when you will do yibum to her, she will never patter the tzoro. So the fit of Teis HaRosh, if she will be bitoy, she will not patter the tzor balas atnai. Because if you will do yibum to her, you will not patter the tzor. Dosi the Teis HaRosh. So the achroinim, Rebbe Ruchber, the Yashrish Yankev, all of the achroinim, shtel here a starke shayla. And I want to be minded the shayla k'mo shehi. The Meisa, Reb Chaim, from this day, was giboit, his yisoidus in Yevomis. I know the shayla, how much to go into it again. But for sure we have to be minded first, the tchilas advorim. See how much we manage to go with the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was medayek kaze. When you learn the Tesis, say Reb Chaim, say Reb Iskerov and Sefer, it's mashma from Tesis that is no noise that the lady herself is potur and gans. The balas atnai, she's potur miyimu v'chalitza, not like the Rishonim. The Rishonim will explain that b'esem she's not a erve. She's a normal yavama. If you do yibu, we have a problem. She's a normal yavama. And the Rishonim will call it davar acher goram lo. Zayti gezach. So the Rishonim will say, she needs chalitza, she's a normal yavama. If you do bia, something will happen. What is the shaykhs? What is the shaykhs? She's nishken erva bichlal. She's nishken erva bichlal. Taisis is mashma, she's a erva gmura. She's a erva gmura. She's potur and gantz. And she's potur and gantz. She's a erva gmura and she's potur and gantz. So it's mashma and tesis. It's also meduik in the hebshach tesis. Reb Chaim said tesis says, "Umiu lemandem nafke milo kocho kolecha deiket reli kuchim kosher." That lefi Rabbi, then he has a kasha. It's not negata achrisisha. If she needs chalitza, tesis said in Chesam Udbeis that we don't say that she patters the tzora. So it's mevur in tesis klor that she herself is potur and gantz. Fregt Reb Chaim. So what is the answer of tesis? Even that she's potur and gantz. Why? Achrisisha, the erve is already here. Here, it's only potential to be a erve. Here, she's not called a tzoras erve. When she will be a erve, she will not be a real erve. She will not be married to the brother. Fregt Reb Ruchber b'shem Reb Chaim. He said he asked Reb Chaim in Siman Beis. Aber lemaise, now that she's potu miyibum. Now that she's potu miyibum. So the melede shesach comes back. Well, you can't do yibum to her. V'orai, we say that she's potu miyibum v'chalitze, so the ishesach comes back. If the ishesach comes back, if she's potu miyibum, so the ishesach comes back. If the ishesach comes back, frekt rochberet Reb Chaim, frekt Reb Chaim, so let the ishesach to pater the tzor. Let the ishesach to pater the tzor. You're right that the balas at night. You're right that it's like domi lachrisisho. Hey, nechinami, it's not like achrisisho. Why? Because the achrisisho is already an erve now, and she's only when you'll do the bia she will become an erve. Now she's not an erve, but now she's potu. When she's potu, so she becomes eishesach. So now she's eishesach. So now she could pater the tzor. What is the whole what is the whole answer of Tesfas? That the Eishes Ish is not here yet. So she's called the Erve Machmas the Eishes Ish, or the Vile the Eishes Ish is only when you all do the beer. It's Leidomi L'Achris Isha. Achris Isha is already around. The Eishes Ish is not around yet. Or the Eishes Ish, when it will come, she'll stop to be Eishesach. Oh, but now Lemaise, before the Eishes Ish came, because she cannot do Yibum, the Eishes Ach comes back. While she cannot do yibum, the Eishes Ach comes back. So while the Eishes Ach comes back, so now she has Eishes Ach, right? If she has Eishes Ach, let that Eishes Ach to part of the tzor. Now, miyat. Before the bia. Again. No chabot. Why she doesn't eat chalitza? She herself, Tesis is mashma, it's posher that she's potur and gantz. And why? I will explain. You could do yibum to this lady or not? No. So she's out. 1 second. Tesis wanted that she's so... Menachem Moshe. Tesis wanted that she's so much out that she could patter the tzor. So what? So what?
That's why.
She's not also, she's a tnai, she's the val, not Eishes Ish. She's not also bichlalte. There's no Eishes Ish now, she's a normal Isha. She's a normal Isha. If it will rain, she'll become Eishes Ish. The guy could have said, if it's raining, you become Eishes Ish. He said, if the guy touches you, become Eishes Ish. He said, if he does a beer, you become Eishes Ish. No shaykhs. The Vash is not Eishes Ish. So Be'etzem, the Rishonim came and said, and this is a different limud, that it's Bichlal not Negeto Chameshes Hanoshim to Patre Tzora. She's a regular Isha, now complete. If something will happen, she become a Herbe, she cannot Patre Tzora. The Rashba and the Ritva and the Ramban and the Bey started to declare, maybe she needs Chalitza. It's a different limud. Tesis learned that she herself now is Patu. Tesis didn't say she's Bichlal. Tesis came, left. And five times, Tesis is trying to answer the Kasha Mehatzad. I have to know how to learn a Tesis. Five times, Tesis is trying to answer Mehatzad. Be'etzem it has the path of the Tzara. It's not exactly the same. Dish is also Bebiah and Kiddushin. Here it's only one. So if you say this one, that one, you know what? You say both. No, both would be a chutz. Okay, you know, and if not, okay, so she asked it both. So lechu is domi la'achris isha, but it's not mamish domi la'achris isha, because there it's already now. Here it's only after the beer. And if you say no, because of tomorrow it's already kilu, it's here. But the hainu. Without the claim of Svaris and Teisvus, the Kavamanche, you have to know, the Kavamanche and Teisvus is that the Etzem it's Mamesh Ha'erve Azeve Achrisisho. The flan that Teisvus is good. Five times Teisvus tried to find little cracks. Why it's not Mamesh exactly like Achrisisho. And he starts Azatna Yechutz. All different ways, maybe why it's not exactly like Achris Isha. And then Tesis finishes that he does, and if you will say, because tomorrow it's already Kilu today, and it's called Achris Isha, Abrez Loidomi, because Lemay says she will never be a Tzora Selve. So Svore and the Ptur of Achris Isha to the Tzora Selve, it's not exactly the same. Abrez she herself was pushed to Tesis, and the words of Tesis, Abchaim was Moira Be'etzba, Ve'afilu im tachsheveno eishes ish, keivon shemachmas eishes ish asuro. We call it already eishes ish, because machmas eishes ish asuro. The Hainu, if you will ask, I'm allowed to marry her or not? The answer is, you're not allowed to. Why? Because eishes ish, so it's called that she has always eishes ish. Ve'afilu im tachsheveno, Buskerob says, he doesn't understand what is the Svore in it. Tesis lamed beish teit vakert. We'll have time, we'll see in a second. Aber azay shteit in Tesis. Tachshevena ish as ish. Tachshevena ish as ish. But first the kasha from Reb Chaim. The melech he came Reb Chaim and said, if she's potur, so she's ish as ach. So now she's ish as ach. So now that ish as ach could part of the Tzorah. This is the kasher Baruch Ber brings down in Simen Beis. Shoalti mipi Reb Chaim. And Reb Baruch Ber brings down that Reb Chaim answered him. This is the Reb Chaim. ומכבר היום אם שואלתי מפי מהירה בקודש ישראל אם כן יפטר האיסור איש השח את הצורו מכיוון די נועיל עצמו לחליצה יער ומשום איש השח גם קודם הביר היבום ותיר אצלי די איסור זה די איש השח ודאי לחושי וערווה מכיוון די רק על ידי די נועיל ליבום נועיל לחליצה ואין נפלס נעשה ממילא איסור הביסור איש השח ולא על ידי די יש דין פטור בנפילה דו מכיוון דאינו ערוואתו לקפטור ואיסו בנפילה. So the nusach is of Reb Chaim, the Imre Moshe brings it out, and one nusach, the Achoinim, that Eishas Ach de Memele, Eishas Ach de Nefile Zu, doesn't part of the Tzor. Here Reb Chaim was Miyasad as Yesod in Yevomis. Maybe it's five Rayas in Yevomis. We'll try about the Val to understand the Raya from here. Reb Chaim said that he sees in our Sugya here, that Eishes Ach de Memele doesn't patter. We explain it Pshat and Shir. Why Eishes Ach de Memele doesn't patter? What is the Avone Eishes Ach de Memele doesn't patter the Tzor? What is the Avone in it? What is the Hesber in it? Why it's like that? So the Nusach that we said, the Poshte Nusach, the way Reb Shleime Hyman explains this Reb Chaim, it's a lot of Nuschos. And everyone is cautious. Reb Chaim said, if you will ask the Eish Esach, you want Yibum, the Eish Esach will say, I want Yibum. Eish Ish doesn't want Yibum. Eish Esachiv Shiloi Hoyo Boilomoi doesn't want Yibum. Eish Esachiv Meimoi doesn't want Yibum. These are rayas leibum. It's a erve leibum. They're a stira leibum. This is called the erve leibum. Shalom ba'ilomo is a erve leibum. Eishesachiv meimai is a erve leibum. It's a stira leibum. Here the eishesach mitzadikum of the eishesach is roi leibum. The eishesach mitzadikum of the eishesach is roi leibum. The Eishesach Atzma is Roy Leibum. No one is stopping the Eishesach to do Yibum. No of us. He can do Yibum. Why? Why he can't do Yibum? Well, he has a problem. Something is disturbing him. Aber mitzad Atzmoy, he wants Yibum. Such a erve that mitzad Atzmoy wants Yibum is not a stira leibum and cannot part with the tzor. This is called Eishesach de Memele. Eishesach de Mitzad Atzmoy wants Yibum, just a Zaytike Zach disturbs him, a Zaytike Zach is Mafriya, a Zaytike Zach is Mafriya, b'chayigad that Eishesach cannot patur the Tzorah. That Eishesach cannot patur. Does he give him the Teyah from Reb Chaim? The Erbe doesn't want, the Bitter doesn't want Yibum. The Bitter, so the Bitter patters, not the Eishesach patters. Eishesach doesn't patter. Eishesach doesn't patter. We have to know Tzorah Tzorah, but the Eishesach, here the Eishesach mitzad atzmei wants Yibum. Now, we have to be madgish. When you see good Rebbe Ochber bring down a Shaila, the Briskerov brings down the Shaila, and we mentioned it already a couple times. Mitzal Atzmo, it would be easy to say the Reb Chaim without no Avonah. The Eishesach de Memele doesn't patter. Push the Teretz. Maybe we could be Cholik and the ganze Kashe. But as a Reb Chaim gestalt from our Suge, that Lechu, we have a problem with Sidoi Eishesach. We have a problem with Sidoi Eishesach. And the answer is that the Eishesach de Memele doesn't patter. The Eishesach de Memele doesn't patter. So Reb Ochber but down. Tesis and Dafla Medbeis steht nicht da sei. Tesis and Dafla Medbeis steht nicht da sei. The Gemara says, in the case of Noso Meis, my brother married a Isha, Eishesach. And I went and I married her sister, and my brother dies. Leman de Omar ein Isu Chalal Isu, she's only Eishesach. She's not a chuis isha. Again, my brother married a isha. My brother married a isha. Eishesach. And I go and I marry her sister. And I marry her sister. While I marry her sister, now she's a chuis isha. But lemando omar ein isu chalal isu. Lemando omar ein isu chalal isu. Bemele. So bemele she's not a chuis isha. So I could do yibum or not. Zog the Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis that I can't do Yibum. Why? Because if the Eishes Ach will go off, the Achuis Isha will come. So Isur Achuis Isha mitle tole vekoi ipoka Eishes Ach osi Isur Achuis Isha vechail hilkach lo ipoka. So again, the man the Omar ain isu chalal isu. If my brother marries a isha and I go and I marry the sister, the Gemara says I can't do yibum when my brother dies. Why? Even though it's only a Eishesach, because the isu achuis isha is mitle tole vekoi ipoka isu Eishesach osi isu achuis isha vechail hilkach lo ipoka. Zok teisus and daf lamed beis. So why it will patter the Torah? It's came out similar to our sugya. Zogtais is because now the Eishesach put part of the Tzorah. It's an erbedike Eishesach. The minute the Eishesach part of the Tzorah. This is Taisis and Dafla Med Beis Amud Aleph. Leipoka, ve'af agav de leichai lusur achos isho, asur onami atzor liyevume, keivon de leipoka isur Eishesach, kmo aileniz, sheitzer atzoroso, ava pishein bo elo isur Eishesach. So it's mamish similar to our sugya. It's mitle tole vekoi hilkach lo ipoka de Eishesach, and the Eishesach part is the Tzorah. So Rebbe Ochber And Be'etzem, the Briskerov and Sefer learns that this is the Noise, Shtei Dot Niklorim Teisves, that if the Ishesach is also because the Mitletole Vekoi, the Ishesach becomes the Erbedike Ishesach, and it could part of the Tzorah. So why by us it's different? Why by us it's different? What? Where? The Ishesach. Oh, here's also Ishesach. Both of them, she's married to my brother, Eshesach. Here, if I will do Yibum, I will be Eshesish. There, if I will do Yibum, it will become Achisisha. So, Bemele, I can't do this, so it stays Eshesach in both. So, the Ma'ase, I'm not touching her, and now she's Eshesach. By Ozok Tesis, it doesn't part of the Tzorah, because the Eshesish is not here. Eshesach doesn't part of the Tzorah. And there, exactly the same case, exactly the same case. And Taisa says that because it's mitle tole vikoi, the Ishesach could part of the Tzorah. So be'etzem Reb Chaim and Reb Ochber's kasha is not stam a kasha. It's be'etzem Taisa's kasha in Daf Lamed Beis. Taisa in Daf Lamed Beis explains why she part of the Tzorah. Taisa in Lamed Beis says why she part of the Tzorah. Zog Taisa says why she could part of the Tzorah because the Ishesach comes back. So be'etzem this was Reb Chaim's kasha by us. This was the Reb Chaim's kasha by us. And Reb Chaim explained, Eishesach, Eishesach de Memele. There is also Eishesach de Memele. And if Kimedume, this is what Reb Ochber is coming to answer. Reb Ochber is coming to answer that it's different. There, she's considered a erve. The Achos Isha is there already. It's in the ear, but it's there. Here, the Achos Isha is not there. By us, Zloidomi L'Achos Isha. The Erve is not around yet. There, the Erve is around. There, the Erve is around. There, the Erve is around. It's mitletole vekoi, but it's called that she's potur machmas ha'erve. Here, the vile, the erve is not here. So even that Taisa says that you could be machshiv or eishes ish, but it's only the pshat is that because eishes ish is also. So again, and words, it's very light. Belomnes, it has to have a lot of understanding. Taisa here says that tachshiveno eishes ish. She's called eishes ish. She's called Eishesish. She's called what? She's called Eishesish. Dear, because the Eishesach part is very good. The Teretz is Ironies, the Eishesach is also because she's moving for the Parsha. This is what we explain. Why Dafka brings Ironies? Why is that learning from Evi Arayas, from Evi Tzoro? But again, the Reb Chaim's Kasha was. Reb Chaim's kasha was that by us let the Eishesach to pater, and the answer is Nishken Elvedike Eishesach. I, dear paters, we have to say that dear Valshis Mufka from the parsha Duch the Erve, it's called the Elvedike Eishesach. So I want to finish here this chalek with one shayla, to ask you a shayla. So state Dalton and Teisves that is not that we explain why dear it's called Elvedike Eishesach. Why dear it's called Elvedike Eishesach? Because the Achos Isha is mitle tole vekoi, it's called Elvedike Eishesach, right? Because the Achos Isha is mitle tole vekoi, the Achos Isha is mitle tole vekoi, it's called Elvedike Eishesach. Mashenkin by us, it's not called Elvedike Eishesach. Mashenkin by us, it's not called Elvedike Eishesach. So the Briskerov. He had a very mechudosh tikazach. The Briskerov asked Azak Kasha. So I want to show you. It's mamish one little line in the whole Briskerov. So we're explaining to answer, even if we don't understand, that by us it's Nishken Elvedi Geishesach, and there it's Elvedi Geishesach, because she's potu machmas the parsha. So who is more close? That here she's called Eishesish, or there she's called Achisisha? Achisisha. And Tesis by us wanted that the Eishesish will part of the Tzorah. And the answer is Leidomi L'Achos Isha. And dear Taisus never had a tzar that the Achos Isha will part of the Tzorah. Here Taisus wants that the Eishes Ish will part of the Tzorah because the potential, so it's there. Today says it's not. And dear Taisus Bichlal never has a tzar that the Achos Isha will part of the Tzorah, only the Eishesach. Why Taisus here wanted that the Eishes Ish will part of the Tzorah and dear Taisus never had such a tzar? Why Taisa never had the tzad? By us, Tesis is claiming if they should each good part of the Torah or not. Those part of the Torah, the not part of the Torah, this is the noise and Tesis. And there, Tesis never had a tzad that his issue was part of the Torah. So the Briskerov says in one line in the Sefer that he thinks that Tesis by us never asked that the Ishus Ish were part of the Torah. Tesis meant that the Ishus Ach were part of the Torah. As I said, the Briskerov, you see the Briskerov inside. In the second Amud, in the brackets, Ve'afal gav da Tesis le'el. Yesh lo'imar ve'gam shom kavon asa Tesis da atzorot yeptur mitam tzorot el with the Ishus Ach. And that is answer. Vaz Nishkanel, but doesn't answer the Ishasach. That even Tesis by us, Reb Chaim says, Kilu Tesis discussed the Ishasish. Frekt Reb Chaim, was mit the Ishasach? Nishkanel, but the Ishasach. Why in the Flamed Beis it's over the Ishasach? Because in Flamed Beis it's Machmas the Erve. But Skarov says, I'm asking the opposite. If in Flamed Beis it's over the Ishasach, and even so Tesis says, only the Ishasach patterns, and not the Ishasish, why Tesis by us wanted that the Ishasish will pattern the Torah? So the Briskerov, Tesis by us didn't mean that the Ishus Ish will part of the Torah. Tesis by us meant that the Ishus Ach will part of the Torah. So, Avad it's a Chilush and Tesis. Avad it's a Chilush and Tesis. What? Kasha here?